So Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the guy Yisrael. And the whole story of Moshe is very fascinating. Especially the fact that he was put into the river. And he was found by Bas Paroi. And he grew up, seemingly, in the royal palace as a son of Bas Paroi. And it's interesting to try to delve into this sugya. You may have wondered this. Growing up in the house of Bas Paroi, did he think that he was a Jew? Did he think that he was a Mitzri? How much time did he spend growing up in the house of Yocheved? We know that Yocheved was his wet nurse. And did he know that that was his mother? How much time did he spend in that house? That's Aleph. Beis is a separate question, but it'll tie into the sugya, Mitzvah Shem. Yosef is the one who tells Klal Yisrael before he's nifter that the Goyel HaEmes will be the one who will come and say Pakad Pakadati, because Pakad Yivkad Alakim Eschem. And Chazal say that they had this b'Mesayra, they had it as a Mesayra from Yosef, that the Goyel Yisrael would say that. So the Ramban asks the question that if indeed that this was a simin and it was b'mesayra, so then how is it a simin at all? I mean, anybody could come along and say pakod yifkard. So how could it be a simin if at the same time everybody knows about it? So the Ramban answers this question and he says that it must be that part of the mesayra was that nobody will come along and say it except the real Goyal. There was going to be no false messiahs. It was going to be one person was going to say it, and whoever said it was going to be the one. Others, though, say that, no, it was not a messiah like that. And although everybody knew about it, Moshe didn't know about it. Because Moshe didn't grow up in the house of Amram Yocheved. He grew up in Bas Paroi's house. So whatever the Yidden know, Moshe didn't know. He didn't know that it was the Simon. So when he came along and he said, Pakod Yifkoid, everybody said, oh, Moshe didn't know, he didn't grow up here, he must be the real Goyal. Now it would seem the Rabban is Lishitasai. Why? Because on this question of where did Moshe Rabbeinu know, when did he know that he was actually a Yid? So the Ramban addresses this question. And he says the following lashon, Ki higidu loy es mayladetai. They told him his origins, what happened at his birth. V'haya chafetz liro es achav. He's going on the pasuk of Vayar besiv loyisam vayetzi alachav, that he goes out to his brothers. So where's brothers? His brothers are the Jews. That means that he knows that the Jews are his brothers. So then he must know that he's Jewish. It says, Vayetze Alachav. Although Ibn Ezra suggests perhaps that it's referring to the Mitzrim, he himself is Madcha that. It's not Mistaver. So Vayetze Alachav means he went out to his brothers. Must mean he knows that he was Jewish and he knew his origins. Who told him? The Ramban doesn't say. The Ramban just says, Ki higidu loy esmai latitu. They told him. They told him. Now the Abar Benel, he says, "Lefi Shemayshe Tamid Dafka Nafsho B'Yocheved Asher Gadalto B'Baneha," that Moshe always had very strong feelings towards Yocheved, who raised him, and with her children. Va'achrishin is Gadel, and after he became older already, Yada Mehem Amitas In Yanai B'Shuhu Miyaldi Ha'Ivri. Later in life, he realized Lemafreya that he actually grew up in the home which he was born to. But as he was growing up, as much time as he spent in Basia's, in Yocheved, in Amram's home, he didn't know during those years that he was actually their son. And there's a very good reason why that is because Basia certainly did not, she probably didn't know that Amnon and Yocheved were the parents. And certainly if she did know, she would want that this child should think that she's the mother. She doesn't want to get into a custody battle with a wet nurse, right? It's important that this child who she's going to be raising should know and to think that this woman is her mother. It was only later in life that Moshe looked back and he realized that he grew up in the home that he was born in. That's how the Barvina learns. And he says, "V'hinei Moshe kishinis kaim besichlei, when he became a bardas, v'yada al nachon es avi v'sima v'hikir es achav, and he realized who his parents were, chamlibay bekirbo lirosinanam, then he wanted to come closer to them and to go out to the Jews and to see what they were about." And this is really consistent with the Medrash in Shmois Rabbah, which says very clearly that the first 12 years of Moshe's life, he grew up in the home of Amnon and Yocheved. Now, though, it would seem from the Psukim that that's not the case, that Moshe was given over to Yocheved just to be the wet nurse. So after those 2 years, so it would seem that he would go back to Bas Parah's home. And that's, in fact, how other Midrashim and other Mefarshim learn. The Shachal HaTorah, he writes that nobody told Moshe. Moshe knew that he was a Yid because it was told to him b'nevuah. And that's Pshat, Vayigdal Hayalet. The Moshe became Vayigdal. And he says that we find by Shmuel Hanavi, Vayigdal Shmuel Vashem Hayayimai. So it was revealed to Moshe b'nevuah his real origins. And he goes so far as to say that Moshe became such a Chacham and such a Talmud Chacham and such a big person because he had this nevuah, this Ruach HaKodesh, this Malach, which was teaching him all these things. So according to the Shachal HaTorah, you know, the story of Moshe is something which is very supernatural. It's L'malu Min HaTeva. Now, there's a sefer called Ma'asei Hashem, a very beautiful sefer, who has a different mahalach, and he says the following thing. He quotes, let's say, the Shita of the Ramban, Moshe bihi Yosef b'beis Yocheved yada moladato, that Moshe, growing up in the house of Yocheved, he knew that this was his mother, and he writes, v'ani l'dayti n'advam kim, I disagree. And he says, before I come to explain this, what does it mean that the Torah says, v'yihi l'alabein? That Moshe was a ben to Bas Parah. He says, Ki lo matzana b'chalatzipor, we don't find anywhere in the Torah any explanation of what it means that Moshe was a ben to this Bas Parah. And then he asks another very interesting question. He says, Moshe is called Moshe, ki min amay mishisihu, after the Torah says, Vayihi lo lebein, vayikra shmei Moshe, ki min amay mishisihu. I mean, not by his birth is he called Moshe, only after she raises him he's called Moshe. So we don't give names later, we give names when they're born, or by the bris. So he writes, Kasher hivya yocheved es Moshe lebas paro, ki isha menekes, mivya yadla li'imai, chishav Moshe b'nash lebas paro. Like we said, Yocheved gave this child back to Bas Parah, and Moshe thought that Bas Parah was his mother. And that's why it says Vayihila Lebein, because she actually treated him like a mother. In fact, the Medrash says that she would kiss him and she would hug him and she did everything that a mother would do for their child. That's what she did for Moshe. So why does it say right now that she called him Moshe, Kimina Mai Mishisihu? Valkein Kara Oisa Moshe Balashana Kodesh Kidesha Yeda Moshe Shimayada Yivim Huvashena Bina. She wanted to hint to him that she's only his adopted mother, but not his real mother. Because if he was pulled from the river, that must mean he's a Jewish baby. So she gave him a name that he should understand from his name that he's really a Jew and not a Mitzri. That's how Ma'aseh Hashem learns. So it could very well be that according to Ma'aseh Hashem, that Moshe did not know and wasn't told in his earlier years who his parents were. Of course, the Barbanel says his piece and the Ramban, but according to Ma'aseh Hashem and according to others, it could be, We don't find a time and place that Moshe was told who his identity was. And in fact, there's a medrash which says that Moshe was so beautiful, and anybody who looked at Moshe was so taken by his appearance, Bas Parai, Basia, didn't allow him out of the royal palace. If that's the case, he was very much removed from that world, and it was probably of utmost importance, especially in the earlier years, for Bas Parai to not tell Moshe directly who his parents were. It could be she herself didn't know. So when did this happen? And how did this happen? So listen to the following medrash. We know that the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmais that Moshe comes and he sees an Ishmitri beating down on another Jew and an Ishavri, and Moshe saves his life. And then the next day he comes and he sees Dasan and Aviram, who are fighting with each other, Shnei Avrim Nitzim. And Dasan says to Moshe, Halahageni ata Aviram kasher haraktas Mitzri. So the person who is in this fight now is the same Yid from yesterday who was being beaten by the Mitzri. And on these words, Moshe says, Achein noida hadavar. Now it has become known. And we're familiar with Rashi. Rashi tells us that Moshe always wondered why Bnei Yisrael were in Golus. I see now that it's because of Lashon Hara, it's Malshinus. But the Pashup Shana Chenoida Dover is, oh, now the word is out that it killed the Mitzri, and Moshe was afraid for his life, which is why he goes ahead and he runs in the next Pasuk, he flees for his life. The Medrash adds something in here, which is very revealing Nakuda, which may shed light on this Sugya. This is what Dasan said to Moshe. Listen to these words. Haloi ben Yocheved ata. Behold, you are the son of Yocheved. V'kairin lecha ben Basia. But they call you the son of Basia. V'ata reitze l'asa is sar v'shefet alenu. And you want to be a sar and a shefet on us. Naidi alecha mashah sisa l'mitzri. We're going to make known what you did to the Mitzri. This is a double-edged sword. This is a double threat. He's saying to him, you're not a Mitzri like you appear to be. Because, you know, Moshe went with the royal clothes. He was royalty. You're not a Mitzri. You're a Yid. And you want to be a Sar of a Shayfet on us? Because Mitzris are in charge of the Yidin? How could you kill a Mitzri? You're a Jew. A Jew can't lay hands on a Mitzri. But that's Aleph. But Beis is that he adds in here, Haloi ben Yocheved ata, v'kairin lecha ben Basia. He says to Moshe, people just call you the son of Basia, but you're really the son of Yocheved. Now it could be that this is the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu finds out that he's taka a Yid. Maybe not the fact that he's a Yid, because not that he's a Yid, but that he's the son of Yocheved. That it comes from Dasan. Dasan says, Haloi ben Yocheved ata. Now the question is how does Dasan know that? How does Dasan know that Moshe is Taka ben Yocheved? So there's a psikta, there's a medrash which says that everybody was greatly anticipating the birth of Moshe. Because remember, Yocheved gave birth to Moshe. She was 130 years old. And she was the wife of the Gadol Ador. And everybody assumed that this child would be the Goyal Yisrael. When Moshe was born and then he had to be tossed into the river, so people gave up hope. And they thought that the potential for the Mashiach Yisrael was down the drain, literally. But here, Dasan, who was, you know, a respected person, he was a chacham. He knew that Moshe was Ben Yocheved because he saw that Moshe had killed the Mitzri with the Shemas Hakdoshim. And from the fact that a Yid like Moshe should know the Shemas Hakdoshim, and to kill a Mitzri was a simon that Moshe would be the one who would take out the Mitzrim. using Shem Mesakdoshim, that he would be able to overcome the Klipa of Mitzrayim. So he put two and two together. He said, there's this lost child of Yocheved, who is supposed to be Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. Nobody knows his whereabouts all these years. I see now from Halahageni Ata'omer that you were able to kill the Mitzri with the Shem Mesakdoshim, that Be'emes, Be'emes, you're the Ben Yocheved, the lost child of Yocheved, which everybody's been looking for. And he says, I'm going to tell the authorities about this. Now listen to the words of the Yalkut Shemayni. Halchu v'amar l'paro. Dasan and Aviam came to Paro. And they said, Mevaza hu es kvaidecha ves kisvecha. That this Moshe, he's mevaza your covet and your crown. Amar lahem, Paro says, yeah, Ravlai, I don't mind. Remember, the Medrash says that in the same way that Bas Paro loved Moshe, Paro also loved Moshe. He was the apple of his eye. He too was Machabikim, he was Menashekim. Moshe was everything to Paro. So when they came to complain that Moshe is starting up with you, Paro said, Meichel Zayin. Then they went on and they said, Hu Messiah the Sinim, he's helping the enemy, he's helping the Jews. Paro says, Yarav Lai, Meichel. Ad She'amru Lai, until they told Paro, Ein Oben Bitcha. He's not the son of your daughter like you think that he is. When he heard that, he said, kill him. He said, kill him. So we see that not only is Dasan the one who tells Moshe that he's Ben Yocheved, but he's also the one to tell Paroi that Moshe is really not his grandson. That means that all these years that Paro, he loved Moshe as his grandson, he just found out the big bomb, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not related to him. He was fooled all this time. And for that, he wants to kill Moshe. Parenthetically, if we assume that this is correct, that Dasan is the one who told Moshe that he was Ben Yocheved, it would help us to explain and to understand why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh so much for Dasan's behalf. That we know that Dasan really shouldn't have left Mitzrayim. How is it that a Rasha like Dasan and Avim were able to leave Mitzrayim? We said, Ilu hayasham lahayanigal. If the Rasha was in Mitzrayim, how could he leave? So Maril Diskin says a pshat that really Dasan and Aviram, they were like the head of the taskmasters of Mitzrayim, and they had Rachmanis on the Jews, and they didn't whip them, and they took beatings instead of the Yidden, and in that chas they left Mitzrayim. But it could be, according to what we're saying, that Moshe has a special hakar satoiv towards them, because it was through them that he found out that he was Ben Yocheved. So perhaps we could take this one step further. The Medrash says that before Moshe was able to flee, so Paro chapped him, and Haleu Labima, they put him on a certain stage. The Kafsu, they tied him down, and they put a sword by his neck. And at that time, a malach came down, which looked like Moshe, and came into Moshe's place, and so Moshe was able to flee. So the Fizeh, they thought that Moshe was killed. They thought that Moshe was dead. Because the malach came, and they killed the malach, but they really thought they were killing Moshe. So why is this significant? Because think about what happens after this. And with this, we'll be able to go back to the kasha of the Ramban and other Rishonim, that what's the simon from Pakod Yifkod? Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up most of his life that Klal Yisrael, nobody knew who he really was. And then he had to flee, and people thought that he was dead. And he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem says to go back to Klal Yisrael and to say that here I am Moshe, I'm coming to beguile you, Moshe says, I'm not going, hein lo yaminu li, nobody's going to believe me. Why will nobody believe him? One pshat is because if you're Klal Yisrael, you think that Moshe is dead. Because there was a malach who was on the stage that they shechted the malach. Moshe was presumed to be dead. And now Moshe's going to come back, he's going to say, I'm that Moshe, and everybody's going to believe him? They're not going to believe him that he's alive. So whose story does this sound like? This sounds very much like Yosef's life. Yosef was not understood by his brothers. He was sold to Mitzrayim, to a foreign land. His father thought that he was dead. And now that Yosef comes and he says, Ani Yosef, what does it say by Yaakov? Vayafeg libo ki lahim en lahim. He didn't believe that Yosef was alive. And now he had to come and he had to prove that he was really alive. It's mamish an identical story between Moshe and Yosef. And Bechlal, there are many connections between Moshe and Yosef. That the Zohar says, Moshe v'Yosef chadarga. Moshe and Yosef are considered to be one. And this is the secret of Ayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef, that when Moshe left Mitzrayim, he took the Atzmos Yosef, that he had a very deep connection with Yosef HaTzadik. So lefi zeh, going back to the question of Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem, according to the pshat that Moshe grew up in the house of Bas Pairo and he didn't know Pakod Yifkod, so that the question is answered. But even if you assume that Moshe knew the simon somehow, the fact that Yosef was the one who gave the simon and he said that the goyel will say Pakod Yifkod, and Moshe came along and said Pakod Pakadati, that the time for the gula has come. Can't anybody come along and say that? No, but part of the Messiah is that since Yosef is the one who said the simon, only a person who comes along and he embodies who Yosef HaTzadik is will believe him that he's the Goyal. And since the life and the story of Moshe, and even the fact that he was so beautiful like Yosef, like we said before, that his life was exactly that of Moshe, of Yosef, that when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, and he was Goyal B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim, and there was a whole story of they thought they knew Yosef, he was sold, and then he came back, and his father didn't believe him. The whole story was taking place again with Moshe. That's part of the simon of Pakod Yifkod. If you want to take it one step further, the Medrash says that the word Pakod Yifkod comes from the Lashon of Pikadon. Pikadon, a collateral. So what does Pakod Yifkod have to do with that Lashon? So it goes like this. When Moshe comes to Paro, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Paro, I'm taking B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because B'ni B'char Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is my children. What does this have to do? Why is this a reason that Moshe should say to Paro, B'ni B'char Yisrael, that's why Hashem is taking B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But the pshat is like this. Paro was not a nice guy. He killed Jewish children. He was a ruthless murderer. He bathed in their blood. Wasn't somebody who was a very emotional person. But there was one person that was able to make Paro emotional, and that was Moshe. Because remember, Moshe is not just the Goel Yisrael. He was the once pretend grandson of Paro. And he was very beloved by Paro. And in fact, Kol Zman that Paro thought that Moshe was his grandson, he was meichel him on everything which he did. He said, Yeravloi. I don't care. I love Moshe. Even though he made mistakes, he still loved Moshe. Here Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to Paroi, and he's saying on behalf of Hashem, it's time to take up in Israel. You know why? B'ni B'char Yisrael. So even if Paro will say, what does it mean, B'ni B'char Yisrael? They deserve to be here. They're enslaved. They belong to me. So the vart of B'ni B'char Yisrael is the fact that Moshe says this to Paro, it's a teichet to Paro. And he's saying, don't tell me you don't understand the inyan of B'ni B'char Yisrael. Because don't you remember, I was your B'ni B'char Moshe until you knew otherwise. So you understand what it means, B'ni B'char Yisrael. You understand the reason of B'ni B'char Yisrael. And in the same way, that when you found out that I wasn't really your grandson, it means that l'mafreya, I didn't belong to you all that time. I was just a pikadon in your home. So too now, I'm telling you, that you think that B'nai Yisrael belongs to you because they're your slaves. I'm telling you that they don't belong to you. They belong to the Melech Malchei Melachim. And the reason that they're in your Rishus is merely because they're a pikadon. That's called Pakod Yifkod. It's a Lashon of Geula that implicit in that is the secret of the whole fact that Moshe was a pikadon by Paroi, in the same way that Bnei Yisrael is a Bikadam by Paratu. And just to conclude, Chazal say that when Moshe came to the Sneh, so Hashem says to him, I am Hashem, Elokei Avicha, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Chazal are bothered by this lashon of Elokei Avicha, and Chazal say that when Hashem began speaking to Moshe, he did so in the voice of Amram. He didn't want to intimidate Moshe, so he appeared to him in a familiar voice, and when Moshe heard the voice of Amram, he said, Abba, Abba, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? To which Hashem said, no, Anechi Elokei Avicha. I came to you in the voice of Amram, but it's really me, Hashem, who's speaking to you. Now, according to this Medrash, if you learn it Pashat, Moshe knew that Amram was his father, even though he was in Midyan, right? He knew that Amram was his father. Somehow he found out that Amram was his father. Now, this is a Shmois Rabbah, and Shmois Rabbah is L'shitaso L'chayra, to which it says that Moshe spent 12 years in the house of Amram and Yocheved. Pashtus is, you can assume, although the Bar Ben-El didn't learn that way, that Moshe found out in those 12 years that Amram and Yocheved were his parents. Say that. If you go with Ma'aseh Hashem and the others, that it could be that Moshe was never told by Bas Parai explicitly, and certainly not by Yocheved and Amram, that he was really their children. Who was the one who told Moshe that he was Ben Yocheved? That was Dasa. But just because Moshe is Ben Yocheved does not mean that he's Ben Amram. Why? Because there's a very not well-known fact that Targum Yonasan tells us in Sefer Bamidbar that when Amram, we know he divorced Yocheved for a short time, and over the course of that time, Yocheved actually married another person. And that person, his name was Elitzafan, who I believe is one of the brothers of Amram. And from Elitzafan, Yocheved had two sons, Eldad and Medad. So we know where Eldad and Medad come up later in the Torah. So it comes out, and that's where Targum Yonasan says so, that Eldad and Medad were half-brothers of Moshe. So with that being said, we know that Yocheved is pregnant and she has a child. She has many children. She has Eldad, she has Medad, and then she has Moshe. But the question is, even though Moshe hears that he's Ben Yocheved, how does he know that he's Ben Amram and not Ben Elitzafan? So it could be that if we take the Yesod of the Medrash, we could say like this, that when Hashem came to Moshe and he said, Anechi Elokei Avicha, and he appeared in Amram's voice, he was telling him who his father is, because he said, Anechi Elokei Avicha. Then in the same way that he found out from Dasan that he's Ben Yocheved, he was now finding out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Amram is his father, and in which case, Aaron, who he's about to meet, is his full brother, not just a half-brother. So I was telling the Yesod of this word over last night at Achasna to Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, and he added at the end, he said, that what comes out from here is very interesting. That Moshe learned from Dasan that he was Ben Yocheved, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Ben Amram. So Dasan is the biggest Rosh in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest Tzaddik in the world. So on the one hand, he learned from the biggest of the greatest of the great, and from the lowest of the low, who his identity was. But this really defines who Moshe Rabbeinu is. First of all, you know that father and mother correspond to Neshama and Guf. So the fact that he found out from Amram who his father was like the Neshama, and it comes to show that Moshe had a very, very great Neshama. But the fact that he found out from Dasan who his mother was, is Moira on the Guf, which is like the lower part of a person. But this is really defines Moshe Rabbeinu and what it means to be the Anav Mikol Adam. Then on the one hand, he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Isha Elakim. And he was Davik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, he was a person who was able to go so low into the lowest places. That's what it means to be an Adam Mikol Adam. That Ayim Mekam Kavodim, meaning even from the highest to the lowest place, he's able to travel both worlds and to be in both places. That's really what the Nakuda, what it means. V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam Asha'al Pnei Adama. he's able to miyachid these two identities together into one human being. That's what the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash says, and we'll conclude with this, the Medrash says that in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he grew up in the house of Paro, that Paro made gzeiras to kill the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, that he knew, that they knew through their astrology, through their witchcraft, that there was going to be, the girl Yisrael was going to be born, and that's why they said, throw all them into the sea. And not only was Moshe saved, but he grew up in Paro's house, under his nose. The girl Yisrael grew up in the house of Paro, which is the biggest mockery, the biggest chayk ever that Hashem made. So too, says the Medrash, that the Mashiach for the coming Geula is also going to be the same thing. The part of the Ozi Malis Chayk Pinu is that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to be a person that he's like, whatever that means, if he's living in the, you know, in the Vatican, we don't know exactly what it means, but that it'll be, there will be a schaik from that, like an Ozi Malis Chayk Pinu, that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is like right underneath the nose of the Satan. That he was looking for him everywhere, but he was mamish right there. And it's a big aside for us. It's a very big aside in many ways. We think that what we're looking for is really very far away, but really what we're looking for is b'fichav v'avchalasai. So it's mamish so close to us. It's mamish so close to us. All we need for us is Hashem to open up our eyes. Okay, we should be zeicha. We should be zeicha to know and to see with our own eyes Mashiach Shel Yisrael, but also within ourselves we have a Nekudas Mashiach. And that's very much, that Nekudas Mashiach is buried in a place within ourselves which we have the biggest struggles with. Like in the house of our own Paroi, that's where our Nekudas Mashiach is. And the more that we're able to work out with Siyata D'Shemaya, our Yitzhahara, and to be Mahapech Yitzhahara L'Tayv, in the Servant Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Simcha, with the Nachas, and with the Tainug, so that is Megala, that like the Chilek HaYechida B'Yisrael Shebenefesh, and the Kudus Mashiach within each and every one of us, and we should be zeichet to that, bechlal, bifrat, but come Mashiach to the Kain, we have a minimum.